To discuss that a bit further, we're joined by Mr. Webster Griffin-Tarpley, author and historian, who's joining us now via satellite from Washington. Mr. Tarpley, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, you know, the Swiss claim that they're surprised about this entire issue because they, quote-unquote, have a neutral stance when it comes to issues like Syria. Are they as innocent as they claim, considering they've been providing weapons in the first place to repressive states such as the UAE?
I think everybody in the world with an effective intelligence service, and that would emphatically include Switzerland, through their banking system, they're as well informed really as anybody in the world. They knew very well that the Gulf states, these reactionary feudal absolute monarchies like the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Kuwait, but above all Saudi Arabia, all of them have been massively shipping weapons to the death squads that are working for NATO in Syria, and this has been known now for months. There's really no news except that Switzerland, to cover themselves maybe on liability suits, have decided to cut off their shipments to these feudal monarchies in the Gulf. But other than that, we've known, even the New York Times, always the last to know, have confirmed that there are CIA officers who are directing traffic in southern Turkey, sending these weapons to the groups that they want to receive them. I think, though, we could see a larger context. Tomorrow there will be another one of these Orwellian Friends of Syria conferences in Turkey, I believe, tomorrow, and or is it Paris? Anyway, the Russians and the Chinese have said that they will not go. I think Hillary Clinton, however, will be there. I believe it's in Paris. So that entire exercise will continue. One of the things that NATO is doing is simply lying. Whenever they have a diplomatic meeting with Russia in particular, they then come out and lie about it. And Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov was asked today, are you going to call Assad and offer him asylum in Russia? And Lavrov said, that's a bad joke. Why don't you ask the same question to the German Foreign Minister Westerwelle, who he was standing with? Why don't you see if Assad is going to go to Germany? It's all really absurd. The big development of today, though, that I would urgently point to is NATO is now rolling up its heavy artillery, and that means WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. Sophisticated, knowledgeable observers all over the world have long known since the very beginning in 2010 that WikiLeaks is a NATO CIA conduit for various kinds of fake or real documents that are released with political aims in mind. And Assange, in that sense, is a tool of NATO. We're now told that there are 2.4 million cables, 400,000 in Arabic, 70,000 in Russia, that are all embarrassing to Syria, embarrassing to the Syrian government, but also embarrassing to companies that are still selling various things to Syria. The example given is Finmeccanica, an Italian firm that has been selling radios to Assad. Also notable is that Assange and WikiLeaks have got a consortium of international press organs. They've got the Associated Press of the United States, the biggest, indeed, the only.
It seems that we may have lost our connection there with Mr. Webster Griffin-Tarpley. We will see if we can try to get him back on, but he was speaking to us live from Washington.